The Obama administration's policy toward Afghanistan is intertwined with its policy toward Pakistan. In essence, the White House says you can't fix one without the other. And at least one aspect of the so-called AFPAC strategy has been working. Pakistan's army has stepped up its fight against Islamic militants. But they haven't gone away. Just today, militants attacked the U.S. consulate in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. Lisa Curtis is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank in Washington. With Pakistan stepping up its fight against the Taliban, Lisa, and Hamid Karzai criticizing his Western sponsors, are the Pakistanis now the more reliable partners for Washington?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think Pakistan has been fighting in the tribal areas with more determination. This has been helping, of course, across the border in Afghanistan. But I think Pakistan is still hedging to some degree in terms of how much it's cracking down on the Afghan Taliban.
Specifically, do you mean they're flirting with the Taliban as they have in the past?
Well, I think they have been willing to, you know, assert their power by arresting some Taliban leaders. They arrested, of course, with the U.S. Mullah Baradar back in February, mm-hmm. a couple of other senior leaders. But I think, you know, what we've heard from conversations with Pakistani military officials is that they haven't quite turned that corner completely, and that they aren't, you know, really sure what's going to happen in Afghanistan. So they don't feel they can let go of the Taliban completely. There's still a lot of suspicion with this July 2011 withdrawal date that President Obama laid down in his speech to West Point last December.
And until they turn that corner, are you saying that Pakistan can't be an entirely 100% reliable partner for Washington?
Well, you know, certainly on the Afghanistan issue, I think, you know, until we see them really cooperating, having the same objectives of stabilizing Afghanistan and the U.S., no, Pakistan will not be perceived as a 100% reliable partner. I think the U.S. is trying to show that it's interested in a long-term strategic partnership. But the truth is there are underlying suspicions on both sides. There is still a sense of mistrust. And even with these arrests in Pakistan of the senior Afghan Taliban leaders, you talk to any administration official and they will say this does not mean that Pakistan has completely adopted a new strategy. You know, frankly, Pakistan has different interests in Afghanistan. Its main interest is in limiting Indian influence. And that often goes up against what the U.S. is trying to do, which is to make sure that Afghanistan doesn't again become a terrorist safe haven. So again, the goals are not completely aligned there between the U.S. and Pakistan. And even though we're moving in the right direction, we still have a lot of work to do.
So militarily, the U.S. and its allies appear to be doing pretty well. The militants have suffered setbacks in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. But what does that count for when the political arena is unfocused?
Well, look, a lot of pieces need to fall into place in order for Afghanistan to move forward, to become more stable. And like you said, I think one of the pieces that is falling into place is General McChrystal's counterinsurgency strategy. I think we're finally seeing the kind of resources, the kind of troops pour into Afghanistan that are needed. The argument was always, you know, we know how to do counterinsurgency, but we haven't had the troops to do it. Well, now the troops are coming in. But as you said, we also need credible government to come in the Taliban's place. We can push them out. But unless the local government connecting up with the central government is there delivering the services, supporting the people, the strategy is going to be extremely difficult and may not be possible. So we need to find an effective way to work with Karzai.
Lisa Curtis, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Washington. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.